Well, tonight, the opposition NDC is sounding the alarm over an alleged scheme to jail minority leader Dr. Casey Olatofosun at all costs. In court today, the third accused person, businessman Richard Jakpa, alleged under cross-examination that Attorney General Godfred Dame has been reaching out to him to incriminate the minority leader Dr. Olatofosun. Kweku Asante of our legal affairs desk joins me in studio with some details. Kweku, what exactly did Mr. Jakpa say in court and what led to this?
So in court today, Mr. Jakpa, who is standing trial with the Attorney General, was under cross-examination by lawyers of Dr. Casey Olatofosun, who is the first accused person in this case. In particular, he was being cross-examined by the NDC Director of Legal in the person of Eduji Kuju Tamaku. And at some point while he was offering his testimony, the Attorney General came in and said that Jakpa was defending minority leader Dr. Casey Olatofosun and that he was making the case for the Attorney General. It was this that triggered the accused person, who retorted that Attorney General appeared pained because he had engaged him to help the state make a case against Dr. Casey Olatofosun. Let me quote what exactly Mr. Jakpa said in court. He said, "The AG has on several occasions engaged me at odd hours to help him make a case against A1, that is Dr. Casey Olatofosun, and I have evidence for that. If he pushes me, I will open the Pandora's box. I don't understand why the AG will accuse me of defending their first accused when I'm here to defend myself. If he pushes me, I will open the Pandora's box. I have evidence of this." The very visibly angry Richard Jakpa said in court. And the judge clearly tried to douse the flame in court. Justice Ifeanyi Asawa-Seribotchi tried to offer some water to Mr. Jakpa to calm him down. He said he was not going to drink the water because he was too upset. Wow. But he did say in open court, but the Attorney General had reached out to him to make a case against the minority leader.
That should be some serious allegations there. But the NDC has been reacting furiously to this particular development. Tell us more.
Well, yes, right after the proceedings ended in court, the National Communications Officer, as well as a number of NDC stalwarts who were in court, did a news conference at the court premises calling out the Attorney General for these allegations that have been made against him. Obviously, these are just allegations.
Yeah.
Jakpa says he has evidence. He hasn't provided that. But first, listen to Sami Jemfi, who says that this is so serious that it exposes a certain plot to jail the minority leader at all costs.
Become pressing that we address this emergency press conference here from the premises of the High Court complex because of a scandal that just happened in the case of Honorable Olatofosun versus the Republic and other accused persons. When the third accused, under cross-examination, disclosed to the courts that the Honorable Attorney General has been reaching out to him, calling him over the phone, and that he has met with him in person, and that the Attorney General has been asking him to give false testimony to the courts and skew his testimony in such a way that corroborates the case of the Attorney General against the first accused, so that the first accused can be convicted and jailed. He said this in open court and asked that it should be put on record. And her ladyship also directed that same should be captured by the record. And so what we are talking about is something which is on record. And we as a political party are totally scandalized and disgusted by this development. We are not surprised because we've always known that this is a stock in trade of Godfred Yabo Adame. This is not a man who is interested in justice or the law. This is not a man who is an attorney general and minister of justice. No, this is a devious character with no honor whatsoever, no respect for justice, no respect for the rule of law, no respect for the rights of accused persons, and who always go about manipulating judicial processes to get his way at all cost.
Well, quite interesting development there. And after the NDC gave this, did this news conference at the court, the party itself has also put out a statement. What are they saying?
Yes, Brace. In fact, they reference that they have some evidence. They're going to do a press conference to put that evidence out. But this is signed by Johnson Esiedunkete himself, the national chairman of the NDC. He says, it has come to the attention of the NDC that during the proceedings of today, Thursday, 23rd May, in the matter of the trial of the leader of the NDC minority in parliament, Dr. Kinsella Tofos, in the third accused, Mr. Richard Japa, testified in open court that the Attorney General, Godfrey Ebo Adame, has had several meetings with him at odd hours and telephone conversations, impressing on him to skew his testimony and implicate the minority leader. These are matters of fact which form part of today's court proceedings. The NDC is deeply scandalized by this clear case of persecution against the leader of the NDC's party caucus in parliament, who has been at the forefront of our struggle against the misrule of the oppressive and despotic Akufo-Addo Bawumia NPP regime. This revelation goes to confirm legitimate and long-held suspicion of the devious modus operandi of Godfrey Dami and the government he represents. It further shows the desperate lengths the Akufo-Addo Bawumia NPP government will go to manipulate judicial proceedings to unjustly victimize political opponents for cheap political goal scoring. Mm. It also confirms the lack of integrity of the Attorney General. The NDC wish to serve notice that early next week, the party shall hold a full-blown press conference and put out incontrovertible evidence on this matter, and it will shock the nation. And they say they will stop at nothing to ensure that Dr. Kinsella Tofos gets justice in court.
Well, quite interesting a development here, and we'll be delving deeper into this matter because there are critical answers that some people need to answer, especially the AG's department. They need to come clear on this particular matter, because this accusation is right at their doorstep, where they are being accused of coercing, I mean, for lack of a better word, a witness in this particular case, which involves the minority leader. Take us back a bit, how this whole matter began.
So the minority leader has been undergoing trial for quite some time now, and it started in 2022 at the height of the A-Levy debate, and he's been prosecuted currently at the High Court, presided over by Justice Ifeazu Asare-Botchwe, a court of appeal judge sitting with additional responsibility at the High Court. And this case has traveled quite some time. The judge expected that she would deliver her verdict in this case by the 3rd of May. Mm. That did not happen. And the judge now says, and I was in court at the time, she says she expects that this case will not travel beyond July, because she expects that by August, September, the politicians will be very busy crisscrossing the country campaigning and may not get a lot of time for the court proceedings, for which reason he believes that case must happen now. So.
Mm. Mm. Interesting. Let's get on the phone lines now and speak to Sammy Jane, who is the National NDC's Communications Officer. Sammy, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. This is quite a very serious allegation. What more would the NDC be doing about this?
Well, we've already served notice that we will pursue this matter to its logical conclusion and ensure that justice is done in this matter. And what we mean by that is that, number one, we are going to ensure that the world gets to know of this shameful, disgraceful, despicable conduct by the Attorney General, Godfred Yeboah Dame. And that is why early next week, we've already served notice that we'll be holding a full-blown press conference on this matter. It's not just going to be a press conference where we are going to be reading speeches. As we indicated in our press release, we'll be putting out incontrovertible evidence on this matter that will shock the nation. And this is a matter that goes deep. It goes to the very roots of the despotic Akufo-Addo regime and their collaborators in the judiciary. It doesn't involve Godfrey Dami alone. The conspiracy to influence a witness in a matter before a competent court of jurisdiction to implicate an innocent man is so disgusting that, I mean, when you look at the evidence, you will be outraged.
What kind of evidence do you have that makes you trust the words of this man so much that you conclude that indeed this truly happened?
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We've already served notice. The press conference will be addressed by the national chairman of the party. All the leaders of the party will be there. And we are serving notice that incontrovertible evidence that will put this matter beyond debate or arguments will be put out. It is evidence that nobody can dispute. It is evidence that is open and shut. It is evidence that goes beyond this case of Atoforsen. Evidence that will show you the desperate lengths that Godfred Dame and the ruling Akufo-Addo Bawumia NPP government go to pervert the course of justice. The desperate lengths they go just to persecute political opponents for cheap political goal scoring. This is disgraceful. This is scandalous. This is shameful. And I feel sad to be a Ghanaian today that we can have miscreants, devious characters, persons bereft of integrity and honor, occupying important positions of state, like the position of Attorney General and Minister of Justice. Clearly, the current occupant of that office doesn't understand the importance of that office and the responsibility on him as an occupier of that office. His conduct in this matter is a breach of the ethics of the legal profession. As you may know, he's a man who, because of the position he occupies, is described as a leader of the bar. But this conduct of Dame is unbecoming of even an ordinary lawyer, not to talk of the leader of the bar. It is also a breach of the prosecutor's code of conduct. It amounts to witness tampering and constitutes the crime, the offense of fabrication of evidence provided for under Section 213 and 214 of the Criminal and Other Offenses Act of Ghana.
Well, Sammy, you use some words there on the AG, miscreant and all of that. But, I mean, why do you conclude that indeed this man sort of did exactly what the witness is saying? What did he do exactly so that we can all, you know, understand the point where you're coming from?
Well, two things. I can say that because the witness confronted him, this is not something the witness said in his absence. The witness told him to his face in open court that you have been calling me at odd hours. You've been having physical meetings with me at odd hours, impressing on me to skew my testimony. In other words, to give false testimony to implicate an innocent man. And that you are the one who is hell-bent on jailing Atoforsen at all costs. He told him in court. Journalists were there. The judge said, let the records reflect so. Mr. Dame could not dispute that in open court. He could not. And he cannot. In fact, he dares not. Because the evidence against him is so overwhelming that he can't dispute this. He can't say that he didn't call Mr. Richard Yakpa, third accused in this matter, several times at odd hours. And he can't also say that he never met him sometimes in the night, basically coercing him, forcing this man, harassing him to implicate Honorable Atoforsen for his freedom. That is how bad the case is. It's not like he was just telling him to help his case. He was telling him that implicate him so that I set you free. These are the kind of devious people, you know, in positions of authority today. And this is what they are doing with the power.
That's what happened in court today. Serve enough grounds for the discontinuation of this case. Is this something that you're contemplating on filing for a discontinuation?
I am not, you know, a lawyer in the case. Honorable Atoforsen has very competent lawyers led by Dr. Bassett Bamba, ably supported by my good brother, Eddie Tamak Lewis, director legal, you know, and so on. They are studying the evidence we have on this matter. They are studying this testimony of the third accused, which is now part of the record. And I believe they will advise their client on the next steps to take. But for us, this is a matter of considerable public interest. Ghanaians are interested in this matter. Is Atoforsen guilty? Did he commit any crime in the procurement of those ambulances or not? Government says he committed a crime. We have always said he committed no crime. Now, if government has taken him to court and they are prosecuting him, or should I say persecuting him, it is for them to make their case. It is not for them to seek to temper witnesses or fabricate evidence through corrupt means, devious means, to jail him at all costs. Once we have evidence of that court matter or not court matter, because of the public interest matter of the matter, we are going to raise it to the high heavens and make sure the whole world knows. And
Sammy, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Sammy Jenfie,
whatever support they need to ensure that this evidence features in the proceedings of the court, so that the court can have the benefit of that in determining this matter. We have no problem with the court. So far, the court has not conducted the matter in any way that gives us cause to suspect that anything foul is being planned or anything unjust is being planned. And so we want to respect the court processes. But we are not going to be silent about this. Godfrey Dame has gotten away with murder for far too long. His day of accountability, his day of reckoning has come. His cup is full. God has exposed his evil works, which he does under the cloak of his office as Attorney General. And it is time for him to face the music. And we are telling him he is not above the law. There is no statute of limitation to criminal acts. What he has done is tantamount to the offense of fabrication of evidence. And anybody listening to me can check sections 213 and 214 of Act 29. Okay. And he will be prosecuted and punished for this one
day. This also borders on the ethics that govern your profession. If you think he's done something unethical, is it something that you are contemplating reporting him to the General Legal Counsel to take action?
Oh, that report will be done. The when is the issue. You understand? Because it will be done at a time that we know we will get justice. You know, it is clear. If you're a lawyer in a matter, of us are even ordinary lawyers. We are not the Attorney General, right? As ordinary lawyers in the matter, if your hands are clean, you have no ill motive, and you want to communicate to an accused person before the court, you know his lawyer. So you go to his lawyer. You don't go calling the accused person, meeting him under the cover of darkness, planning all manner of things that for now, I'm just restraining myself not to put them out ahead of next week's press conference. But if you hear the kind of things he was planning, no lawyer worth his salt will do that.
Okay. Sammy, hold the line for me, because we are hearing tonight from the Attorney General's Department, and they are categorically denying this. My colleague Kweku Asante is still here with me. Kweku, you have the statement. What does it say?
Yes, a very lengthy statement that the Attorney General himself signs and put out. So Sammy Jenfie can respond to a number of the issues they raise. It says, the attention of the Office of the Attorney General and Ministry of Justice has been drawn to media commentary by persons associated with the NDC on an allegation made by the third accused person, Richard Japa, during proceedings in court today, that the Attorney General desired his cooperation in the matter in order to secure a conviction of the first accused person, Kasiel Atoforsen. For the record, the Office of the Attorney General and Ministry of Justice categorically denies the allegations and insinuations of the NDC and responds as follows. 1. The Republic has throughout this trial relied solely on the record of the impugned transaction, that is the purchase of ordinary vans purporting to be ambulances, to sustain its case against the accused persons. The record existed before January 2022 when the case was commenced. Again, the Republic has never required or desired the cooperation of any of the accused persons in the matter, in which it has already succeeded in establishing a prima facie case against all the accused persons. Neither the Attorney General nor any officer from the Office of the Attorney General has approached any of the accused persons with a view to obtaining evidence from them. It is rather the third accused person, that is Mr. Jakwa, who is making this allegation, who by various letters dated 27th April 2013, 16th May 2023, 30th May 2023 and 12th June 2023 proposed to the Republic through the Attorney General to engage in plea bargaining or plea negotiation. This plea bargaining proposal has to date not been accepted by the Attorney General. Even though the law on plea bargaining passed by Parliament permits a prosecutor to negotiate with the accused person after a plea proposal has been made, the Attorney General has not engaged the third accused person to give false testimony in this matter. The Attorney General has also come under enormous pressure from all manner of persons for him to discontinue the prosecution of the first accused person, Dr. Kasiel Atoforsen, but has not yielded. The AG has video evidence of the first accused person, that is Dr. Kasiel Atoforsen, coming to meet him I'm pleading with him to discontinue the prosecution. This, the Attorney General has refused to do. The Office of the Attorney General and Ministry of Justice considers the latest allegation leveled against the Attorney General as part of a grand scheme by the NDC to put more pressure on him to discontinue the prosecution or to divert attention from the real issues regarding the actions of the accused. The public is entreated to disregard the allegations. The Attorney General remains focused on a zealous prosecution of this case. Mm. This is signed Alfred Chua Yeboah, the Deputy General and Minister for Justice.
Okay, good, good. Now, thankfully, we've been joined by Isaac Wilberforce Mensah. He is a state attorney and a spokesperson for the Attorney General's Department. Now, thank you and grateful that you agreed to speak to us. First off, I mean, in court, when this allegation was leveled against the Attorney General's Department, what was your response?
What was our response? You mean in court?
Exactly, yes.
Our response is contained in the release which you have just read. And the response is actually quite apt and succinct to the fact that, or it speaks to the fact that it's not the Office of the Attorney General that approached this third accused person in this particular case. We have several letters from counsel or legal representatives from this third accused person, and indeed the plea bargaining suggestions or negotiations commenced or began from this particular third accused person. And we have also put on record that he's not the only person who has approached the Attorney General or the Office of the Attorney General for such negotiations to take place in their favor in respect
of this
particular
case. Okay, so there's a response that you gave in court as well. We'll get to that matter pretty shortly, but this is quite a serious accusation to make against your department.
How is it an accusation?
You've tried to explain your point, but what steps will you take about this matter going forward? You've explained that you are not to be accused. You don't accept what is being leveled against you. But what will you do going forward to ensure that this is really clear?
You accuse a person of doing something wrong. The question now is, if indeed what happened in court indeed happened, the question is, has any wrongdoing been done? That is the question. Has the Attorney General acted lawfully? If indeed he acted in the way that he is being or is being told in the media that he acted. Has he acted unlawfully? The answer is no. If you look at the law, does the law permit prosecution to speak to an accused person
if the Attorney General himself is coercing a witness to make a case against someone is prosecuting?
That is not true.
How do you then answer that he's done nothing wrong?
Has not coerced anybody to make a case against anyone. The Attorney General himself has denied emphatically that he has not asked anybody to make any false testimony against anyone. Remember, the Attorney General is not even the judge. There's a judge in the matter. And there are lawyers for the accused person also in this matter. If a false statement has been made, can the lawyers even cross-examine on that false statement? All this is more or less much ado about nothing. The law is clear. Does the Attorney General have... Is it proper, is it legal for the Attorney General to speak to an accused person in such a matter, to engage in negotiations in such a matter? And what happened in this instance is that it is the third accused person, not him alone. And I repeat, not him alone.
You're saying that even if the Attorney General did what he did, which is what is in the public, did he do something wrong? And you answered no. And I'm saying, if the Attorney General,
according to the third accused, went in there...
Hmm?
Respectfully, you don't confuse the two. One, is it lawful for prosecution to engage an accused person? Yes, it's lawful. Who has, especially one who has put in a plea request or has... And there are letters to that effect. Who has approached the Office of the Attorney General for plea negotiations? Is this lawful? Yes, same is very lawful under Act 1079. And also, it has been categorically denied that the Attorney General told this accused person, the third accused person, to make false allegations or to falsify or to make false statements against the first accused person. And the first accused person himself is in the letter. The first accused person himself has he himself approached the Attorney General to more or less to stop the case. So that's what's going on. So this whole thing about the accused, the third accused person has said the attorney general has approved. There's nothing wrong with that. It is allowed in law. Reference is made, section 162C, section 162A. In fact, plea negotiation can take place at any time before judgment. Is it the law? Yes, it's the law. Is it permitted under law? Yes, it's permitted under law. Did the attorney general make statements to the effect that go and make false statements against A1? The answer is no. He said he has a recording. He should bring the recording now that day in which the attorney general is saying that go and make a false statement against A1. And we have said also that even the same A1 himself has approached the attorney general in respect of or to the ends of having this case stopped. So really,
the NDC has served notice of when they want to put out the evidence. When are you also going to put out your evidence?
When is attorney general going to put out their evidence?
Yes. The attorney general, the NDC say they have incontrovertible evidence that they will put out.
As anybody, we have denied categorically in a statement that you have just seen that no such thing has been. Has the Honorable Atul Forsen denied seeing the attorney general after this case started? After establishing a prima facie case against the accused persons, and the accused persons have been asked by the court or have been told by the court that a prima facie case has indeed been established against them. Has there been a denial to the claim that the first accused person approached the Honorable Attorney General after a case has been established against them and same declared by the court that the case has been established against you, so put up a defense?
Well, Wilberforce, I was asking that once the NDC, they have said clearly that they have the evidence and they will put those evidence out shortly. They've given notice that next week they will do a news conference. I'm asking you, when will the AG put out your own evidence?
Has anybody denied this? If it becomes necessary, if they deny, if the Honorable Atul Forsen denies, or if the first accused person in this case denies that he never went to or he never approached the Attorney General for this matter to be stopped, especially after the court has established that a case has been made against him, then we can put out the tape. But as of now, the focus of the Honorable Attorney General, in fact, the focus of the office of the Attorney General is to make sure that justice is served. The concentration is on the trial, and that's why the Attorney General himself, as we speak right now, he's working. So that's why the focus right now is on the matter of causing financial loss to the state. I believe the citizens should be interested in, seeing justice being served. So this matter is, it seems like it's only detracting from the substance in court. Mm. The substance in court is that there's a trial for or focusing on causing financial loss to the state. And
let me bring in Sami Jemfi again, who speaks for the NDC. Sami, the AG's department has categorically denied this. Surely you have to take the words of the Attorney General.
I'm surprised that you describe this wishy-washy statement from the AG as a categorical denial. Here is a spokesperson of the AG telling you that the AG has never met the third accused person. And in the same vein, he turns around to saying that, oh, even if he met him, is that against the law? Clearly, can't you see that this man is double speaking? Can't you see he's double speaking? Did he meet him or he didn't meet him? And I'm surprised that Wilberforce, who is my good friend, he was my mate at the law school, we all called to the bar on the same day. I'm surprised that he would say that if the attorney general actually met that third accused, it's not against the law. Who told him that? Has he forgotten the law we were taught in school? You should go and read the Legal Profession, Professional Conduct and Etiquette Rules 2020, LI 2423, specifically Rule 13, Communication with Represented Person. It reads, a lawyer shall not approach, communicate, or deal with a represented person on a matter, or B, attempt to negotiate or compromise a matter directly with a represented person, except through or with the consent of the lawyer of that represented person. And you can go on but, and on and on.
But here the AG's department referred to the third accused coming in on the basis of plea bargaining, and they say the law allows the AG to commit this.
You
person.
Wait, you will see the evidence that will come out. You see, he can't tell you when they will put the evidence out. You will see. Is it part of plea bargaining to call a witness into the residence of a sitting Supreme Court judge and get him to falsify evidence, fabricate evidence to implicate another accused person? Is that plea bargaining? Is that the understanding of plea bargaining? Or they think that they can get away with every crime. They think that people are so gullible. Well, they are mistaken on this one. Because this is smoking gun evidence, open and shut. There is no way that these, you know, communist inferior tactics will succeed in investigating issues. It's very clear. Because he was not engaged in any plea bargaining. Do you engage in plea bargaining in the night under the cover of darkness with an accused person who is represented by a lawyer in the absence of his lawyer, in the residence of a sitting Supreme Court judge? Is that how plea bargaining is done? What do they take us for? They think we are some zombies? You see, this man has been caught pants down. Now he wants to engage in equalization that somebody came to see you. Is that forcing a lawyer? Is he governed by...
Well, Sammy, the AG says Atoforsen rather approached the Attorney General to talk him out of the case, to try and drop the case. Did Atoforsen go to meet the AG?
It's not a witness before the court. This is not before the court. We are talking about matters before the court. As for cheap talk on media, anybody can say anything.
No, Sammy, did Atoforsen meet him or he did not?
Gave this testimony in open court in the presence of the Attorney General. You asked the spokesperson Wilberforce, what did the Attorney General say to that in court? Not in a press release. In court. What did he say? Was he able to deny it in court?
Well, Sammy, you heard him there, but I'm asking you now that the AG says Atoforsen approached the Attorney General to talk him out of the case, to try and discontinue this case. And I'm asking, did Atoforsen really meet the AG to tell him or convince him to drop the case?
And I'm saying these are the words of a sinking man who desperately wants to engage in equalization. Assuming without admitting that what he's saying is even true, Atoforsen is not bound by the excess of the legal profession not to communicate with a prosecutor. He's not a lawyer. You understand? And this matter is not evidence before a court of competent jurisdiction. Is not part of the record of proceedings in court. It is just Godfrey Dame's, you know, words. Now that he's sinking, now that the saints have found him out, we can't place any premium on it. What we are speaking about today happened in open court, and my lady said it should form part of the record. The Attorney General could not deny it. That is a material point here.
Okay. All right, Samia, I'm grateful to you. But Sammy, you mentioned a certain Supreme Court judge that the witness met the AG in before that. Who is this judge? I mean, you've mentioned that he's a Supreme Court judge. So who?
Come again?
You mentioned that this meeting happened in front of before a Supreme Court judge.
Oh, you all have to do next week's press conference today. Just wait.
Once you mentioned it.
Anyway,
I'm grateful to you, Sammy, for joining.
I'm just giving you
Let me bring in Wilberforce here. Wilberforce, now you've put out a statement, but this case is still before the court. So what is the AG planning to do beyond the statement you've put out?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Please speak louder.
I'm saying that this case is still before the court. So beyond your statement, what is the AG planning to do on this case, you know, in court?
Proving guilt beyond reasonable doubt. But it's also good that, okay, so one, I never said that, or I never denied that the Attorney General met with the third accused person. And two,